You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
Today is a special day. It's Veterans Day.
Yes.
And to show appreciation, many restaurant chains are doing special deals for them. So if you've got a veteran in your life, today might be a great day to take them to lunch because
it won't cost you anything.
That is so wrong.
Helping. Helping our country. Anyways, couple of the places you could take them to. Outback Steakhouse. They're offering free Bloomin' Onions.
Nice.
And a free Coke.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know, right? Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme, both of them are offering free donuts.
Nice.
I know. That's awesome. Other restaurants that are getting involved include Olive Garden, Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's a lot of places. Okay.
Chili's, IHOP, and that's just a few.
That's probably most major places. It would be a bummer, like, you show up at some place, you go, they definitely have to, and then you're like, do you do a veterans discount? No, sorry. All right, we're out. You know, go definitely find one today, because you have paid the dues, and this is one small way that companies can give back, because there's no way that anyone could ever be fully thankful enough for what these men and women have done throughout the years for our country. And so, like, you do the best you can. And so, like, if you run a business, what can you do? Well, hey, I can give you something free from my business. And I love that.
Right.
So
exactly.
There you go.
Well, I don't know how you prove that you are a veteran. I guess you have a card.
You got the hat.
You got the hat.
I'm telling you, I love, if I go to, like, a small town and, like, there's, like, a little, like, local place, I absolutely love to see the group of veterans in the mornings, like, sitting there having coffee and just shooting the breeze, and they've all got their veterans hat
You're
on.
Totally right about
from
that.
The war they were
in.
Yeah, and it's the coolest thing. Like, you grew up as a military kid, Gavin.
I did. Yeah, I actually don't think my dad has one of those hats yet.
Now you got a Christmas present.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Get him a Christmas present.
Not too expensive.
And take him out to lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Wink.
Dad, I got you today.
And I'm proud to be
Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show, and I don't think I'll ever get tired of that song. I know it's an old one with Lee Greenwood, but, I mean, it's just something, there's something America about it, you know?
There is, yeah.
And today, it is Veterans Day, and it's a great day to celebrate. We were thinking about, like, you know, how do we honor this day? Because they've given so much to us, and I come from my wife's side of the family as a military family. Gavin, also a military family.
Yeah, my dad served in the Air Force for 20-plus years. Now he works in it as a civilian.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. So here's the deal. I was thinking about this. My grandfather was in World War II, and he used to always tell me these amazing stories.
Oh, wow.
He was on a ship in the South Pacific, and their ship was hit by a kamikaze plane. And he was running to avoid on the deck being struck, and they started firing guns, and he was right under one of the big guns.
Oh, my goodness.
And he lost part of his hearing, you know. And he tells the story about how everybody came together, you know, all these men, you know, in this horrific situation, came together and just bonded and saved each other's lives and got through it. I mean, it's fascinating, you know. And I've always hung on his stories. And I do believe that veterans have great stories. And as a kid, sometimes you might not listen, you know. But this is where you learn, too. And you hear these things that inspire you. And so I am curious. Have you ever had a story from a veteran that surprised you or inspired you? I have another one from my aunt. I'll share that one in a minute because I want to take yours. So, but sometimes they're not always war related as such, you know, or they're in theater, but they're not always conflict related. You know, sometimes it's a story of kindness in the midst of it from either side in an altercation. You know, there's all these stories, and I really love to hear yours to help honor the meaning behind Veterans Day today, and to honor these men and women, because I think it's an amazing thing that they do, because you choose this life. And if for, you know, for a lot of people, it is a career. It's a career choice that they make, and they make great careers out of it. But other people, too, they make the choice because they have this higher sense of duty and calling and purpose for their country. And I think that's admirable, and that's something that we should never downplay and never, ever forget. So that's what we want to discuss with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. Someone in your life, have they ever surprised you or inspired you, a veteran, with one of their stories? We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
So my grandpa served in World War II. He was the first D-Day, Battle of the Bulge, and then for a little over a week, he was surrounded by Nazi forces with two other battalions in the Black Forest in the middle of December, surviving off of the snow melting in their helmets to give them something to drink. But I was one of only a handful of people that he shared his experience with, and it came out of the blue when I was like in fifth grade, speechless. And the power of song is what stuck out to me, because before he was shipped off, my grandma recorded herself singing the Ave Maria on a record. So he takes that record with him, and it was playing that record for the troops that really gave the troops the morale, the strength, the faith to carry on, to know that that song saved lives was amazing. And the power of faith, what's that thing that's going to keep you going in the midst of something so horrific and tragic? But then on the opposite, like, my grandpa was the sweetest, kindest, most generous man you'd meet, Wally. He was such an amazing man.
That's
cool.
And
then to hear what he went through totally, like, would, whoa, you would do like a double take, like, get out of here.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect him to be kind and not as scarred or affected by the horrific nature of the things that he saw. Well, there you go, man. That's exactly why we're doing this. I appreciate your story, Greg. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Wally. Have a good day.
And I'm curious if you have a story that surprised or inspired you from the veteran in your life.
Yeah. So I come from a long line of veterans. My dad, my brother, my sister, everybody. But my sister, she was on her first deployment in Iraq, and she was a loadmaster on C-130s. And one night in the middle of the night, I had this deep desire. I had to get up and pray for her. I don't know why. I was like in tears. And so I just hit my knees and I begged the Lord to wrap his arms of protection around her. And then she called me the next day or the day after, I don't remember. And she said that she was flying over Iraq at that moment and was taking fire. And she felt like that, you know, that the Lord had just protected her and brought her home. She is my best friend, and I'm just so proud of her and her service. She's now a lieutenant colonel in the military and in the Air Force, and is still doing it to this day. So
that is an incredible story, and I actually have one like that kind of in our family as well. And I think it just goes to show you that even in the midst of horrific situations and thousands of miles apart, God is still at work, and he's still in the middle of our lives, giving us what we need when we need it at that moment. So, Becky, I really appreciate you giving us that reminder today and sharing your story about your sister with us. Thank you.
Yeah, God is good. Thank you.
Henry Ford once wisely said, "Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right." And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it, and she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
So it's almost Christmas time. We're getting so close, and I love this time of year. And one of the things that signifies that is the Christmas tree showing up at Rockefeller Center for the holidays. The tree's like 70 feet tall, and it's a good day for everybody but that tree, obviously. And so they cut it down. It's like 85 years old, and they transport it on this train and truck, and they put this thing up in the middle of Rockefeller Center. They decorate it like every Christmas tree. I have to tell you, I've seen it for years on TV, like the lighting of the Christmas tree, and I never really appreciated it before. Mm-hmm. And then I went to New York one time during Christmas and saw it, and I literally just stood there like, wow.
Because it's so big.
It's huge and it's beautiful. And I don't normally pause for things like that, but it was really a cool thing to see, and it's been such a tradition for so long that it was fun to be part of that.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Yeah, and so that is kicking off the Christmas season here. And so it also reminded me of another tradition that I have in my family. It's reading the Tale of Three Trees, okay?
Because I look forward to it every year.
I know, yeah. See, there's the story of these three trees, and they get cut down just like the Rockefeller Center tree. But there's a biblical connotation to this story, and all of the trees thought they were going to be one thing.
Oh, stop.
And then they became something they did not expect.
No!
And they serve the Lord that way.
Oh, I can't.
And it's so good for all, like, it's such a great metaphor for all of us. I read it every year. Here's some audio of me trying to read it on the show without crying.
And now for the third and final tree. This one's bad. I'm going to tell you, spoiler
bad tree.
Alert, this is the rough part right
it's
here.
It's a hard tree.
One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten wood pile.
You see where it's going.
She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly, harsh, and cruel.
And believe it or not, that was the best I ever got through that.
That actually sounded pretty solid.
I know. Like, I've read this every year to my family and cried every year. Because, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Glorious.
I think it's beautiful. Betty Rock takes a weird joy in this for all the wrong reasons. But it's been a tradition for us.
Uh-huh.
And just like the Rockefeller Center tree is a tradition for a lot of people. Maybe pick up the book, Tale of Three Trees, read it. See what you think, and then maybe incorporate it into your family's tradition.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
She's not going to do it. I'll just send you pictures or video of me crying every
year. Please, that's all I really want.
That's your Christmas present.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sad news, frowny face. Apparently, Will Ferrell turned down an Elf sequel.
I mean, it's so sad because the first one is so good.
But maybe he's smart because sequels are rarely as good. I mean, how do you top this?
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color for this house?
Like, I just love that. I don't know. Maybe it's the right decision because we watch this every year when we decorate our Christmas tree. My daughter and I love it. And
it's so good.
It's part of our tradition. And so his elf costume, though, since he's not going to be needing it, just sold at auction. And they were expecting it to go for about $27,000 to $41,000. That was the range they figured it would go. Mm-hmm. It was sold for $297,000.
That's a house.
Yeah,
that's
a
amazing.
Nice one. $297,000.
Yeah, like, what does someone do with that?
I don't know. I guess you put it up and, like, put it on a mannequin and put it under glass in your house or
something. Or wear it yourself.
All the time. You just become Buddy the Elf. Yeah. With that, I would. I'd wear it to work. I mean, he did. It's fine. Someone even bought the Castaway volleyball Wilson. How much do you think Wilson went for?
He's worth every penny. Whatever.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Wilson!
I didn't cry any harder than in that movie.
He went for $389,000.
Worth it.
That is crazy.
Definitely worth it.
All right, so is there a piece of movie memorabilia that, like, means something to you? Like, you love that movie so much that you're like, I would pay to have that. I think it would be cool. Betty Rock?
All right, so I don't really love the movie all that much, but this thing is worth a lot of money. I want the Heart of the Ocean, the blue diamond from Titanic.
Gavin, you want to tell her or you want me to tell her?
Oh,
it's not real.
What?
It wasn't a documentary.
The old lady threw it in the ocean.
Not real.
The Titanic was real.
Yeah, that was real. Yeah, the heart.
Spoiler alert.
Leonardo DiCaprio is still like out there.
Yeah, that was not real. So anyway, you know what? You could have picked something better.
Wow, that was ruined for me.
So what would you love to have from a movie? Something that you're like, man, that would be so cool because I love it so much. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. You can always be part of the show like that. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you could collect one piece of movie memorabilia, Paul, what would it be?
That would be the mask from the movie on Beetlejuice. The mask that he turns the couple with the long nose.
Oh, yes.
It sounds creepy. Why would you want that?
Well, because I have a history of working for Universal Studios. Me and my daughter, we enjoy Beetlejuice so much that we both have great time working in the theme park.
Okay, that's cool. I thought you were going to say because I have a really big nose and it will fit in the mask. All right, Esther, you're up. What is that piece of movie memorabilia that you would love to own?
I would love to have the lamp from A Christmas Story, the lamp that's in the shape of the leg.
Esther, you may want to do the same thing that my dad did. He bought the leg lamp, and my parents live in like this quiet little subdivision, and he put it in the living room, front window. And I asked my mom, I said, do you have an issue with this? And she was like, after 40 years of marriage, I've just learned, just let it go.
We're just happy he didn't take it from a one-legged person, you know, so this is good. Betty Lou, this is going to be your inheritance.
Oh boy, it's a major award.
What would that one thing be that you would want?
That one thing that I would wish for would be that chocolate river from the first Willy Wonka movie.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Oh, yes. Not the second one. The second one with Johnny Depp was super creepy. But yes, that first one where they're on the boat and they're working their way through it on a chocolate river, that is fantastic. I mean, the closest we can come are those chocolate fountains, you know, that you have at a party.
I would share with any and everyone.
That's one time I would not even be afraid to drown.
What a great way to go.
If I got
to
go, that's how I want to go, for sure. All right, Dimitri, you are up. What is that piece of movie memorabilia that you'd really like to own?
Well, if it was actually real, I would love to own the Sports Almanac from Back to the Future 2.
Oh, yes.
To be someone who doesn't really know that much about Back to the Future, I saw it once years ago, didn't like it, no offense, but I don't know what the Sports Almanac is.
In the movie, it's how Biff made his fortune because he had been given the almanac by himself when he was back in time. It gets a little confusing. Time travel always confuses me. But basically, he was able to use all these sports scores from events that hadn't happened yet in the current world and bet on them.
Oh.
That's why Dimitri wants the real one and just the movie memorabilia one.
I see.
Yeah. Exactly. Biff used it negatively. He used it positively.
Sure. Yeah, you make that gambling work for you.
Sure. Donate it to the
kids. I don't think so.
Yeah, just tithe on it. You're fine.
Right.
This is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock loves music, and she loves to go back in time and do kind of an A-B comparison between some of your favorite artists that we play here. What did they sound like then, and what do they sound like now?
Well, it's also because we play some people, like for instance, Mercy Me. We did this once where we played their first song, Walking with Jesus.
Yes.
And I just want people to have a dose of reality of where you came from, your humble beginning, you know? So today we're going to focus on Jeremy Camp.
Okay, he's a huge artist for us.
Huge artist. And here's the thing. I looked up what his first single was that was released back in 2002.
Wow.
Yep. And it was called Understand.
Oh.
And it wasn't bad at all. If anything, I like it better.
Right. All right, well, here we go. That was then.
I know you understand it all. So why don't I get back on the feet again? I know why
you like this better, because you also like the band Creed, and it's very Creedish, Scott Stappy.
I guess it is a little bit.
It's more rock.
It's more rock, and it comes from that first album he did. But it also, on that same album, was Walk by Faith.
Yes, which that's was a great song.
But a very slow one.
Yeah.
But it had that song on it. So anyways, let's go up to almost 20 years later.
Fast forward.
Yeah. And now he's doing When You Speak.
This is now.
When you speak, I'm sounding the sound of peace, be still.
Okay.
The wind and the waves bow to your will.
I have no idea, but it feels like there's a marimba or something in there. Like, I feel like I just got on a cruise ship and they're like, gung. It's very different.
It's very poppy.
Yes.
Whereas in his heyday in the 2002 era, it was more rockish, more Creedence. No, Creed.
Yeah.
I like that better.
Yeah.
But that's just my personal opinion.
Right. That's the thing, because you have to evolve as an artist, and that's why we do That Was Then, This Is Now. I have a friend who goes, wait, what? All the time when she misses something. Hey, it's Wally. And wait, what? Might be the same reaction you have right now when I tell you that United Faith Mortgage can help you refinance your home and get some much needed cash out to use however and for whatever you would like. And my friend and founder of United Faith Mortgage, Ryan, dropped this little wait, what on me.
Sometimes you can take out some cash and your payments actually go down. It's not every time, but I've seen it quite a bit.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but that was the case for me. Ryan ran the numbers and I can pull a really nice chunk of money out of my house and my monthly mortgage is going down. That's because interest rates are so low and housing values are so high, but it's not going to last forever. So make sure you talk to United Faith Mortgage today. So for a great way to better your family's financial future, call the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I think we all have something or many things that can instantly grind our gears. So
don't look at me.
He
literally goes, or many things. He looked right at me.
It was funny because when I wrote this little intro earlier, you were the person in mind when it came to many things.
Okay, so what is the list of many things that
instantly put us into a fit of rage?
Okay. All
so,
right. I'll take that. I'll take that. Little things bother me. Not going to lie.
Oh.
Big things I roll with, but little things send me through the roof. I'm curious how many of these I end up on the list with.
Okay. This one I've never actually had this apply to me, but ATM fees.
Yeah.
Oh, because if you go to a different ATM that isn't your bank.
Yes.
I typically
paying money to get your money.
Right. Yeah. I don't like it, but it doesn't enrage me.
Right.
Cost of doing business. I understand that. I should have brought cash with me if I wanted to. Yeah.
This one's incredibly applicable to this morning / 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Open mouth chewing.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
It bothers me. I will be in a fit of rage.
Yeah. Turns out Betty Rock is more ragey than I am today.
No, it's because you do these things.
I don't know.
You're a mouth breather.
Never been proven.
I didn't see this going this way.
I didn't either.
This one would be the angry
one. I know.
One.
She really has issues. We need
Moving
to have her
on.
Talk to
oh,
someone.
It's me that has the issues. Okay.
You still got that number of that counselor, Gavin?
I'll get it to you later, Betty.
Moving on.
Okay, when you're stuck on hold and have to keep pushing different numbers to get to the right department, takes so much
cost
time.
Cost of doing business.
No, you know that sends you through the roof. You know it. Be honest. Yeah.
And this happened with me at and I wasn't the one who got mad, but at a Cracker Barrel. So when someone cuts you off in line, cuts in front of you at line.
Yes.
I was at a Cracker Barrel, and I was like the second person behind someone, and this lady came up and cut us all in line, and the guy in front of me just, hey!
Yeah.
Get back of the line.
Oh.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not a fan of that. People that they're oblivious to everyone around them because their world is so important. But there is, like, you do need to take a breath, okay? Okay, now here's why. I was in line in Africa, I'm on a missions trip in Africa.
Yep.
And I had been traveling for 24 hours to get to this place where it's 2 a.m. and we're waiting in line for visas, and this lady just goes up right to the desk, just walks by everybody, and I get so passive aggressive. Oh, it must be nice to not have to wait in line. I wish I was had that kind of status to really not have no rules apply to you. And like, I'm trying to get the crowd worked up, and everyone's tired, and I've had, and then I find out the person who was, she had a problem with her thing, and the person who was running the Visa thing had told her, when you get it fixed, come right back to me. So I was the big jerk face in that, and
wow.
I felt so small.
Did you apologize?
Oh, yes, yes. Not quite as loudly as I complained.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. And then you sleep, but I did apologize. But yeah, it is a good reminder, like, to before you have that first reaction, maybe take a beat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I need to record this and play it back to you.
I might need this. I might
take
need
a
this. Might need this later in a meeting we have. So there you go.
Oh,
thank
no.
you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is Veterans Day, and this is a great day to celebrate the men and women that have served our country so bravely and continue to do so on a daily basis. And we were wondering, like, how do we do this? Like, what's an entertaining way to talk about this, too? And there's a trend online where you say, tell me you're a blank without telling me you're a blank. So, I mean, because it would be easy to say, well, I'm a serviceman or woman. So, okay, great. But, like, you kind of give clues to it, you know, because mm-hmm. service people are humble too, which is one of the things I love about them. You know, and so tell us you're a veteran without telling us you're a veteran. Okay?
Yeah, you can't say the words "I'm a veteran."
Right. It's so it's more like descriptive by adjectives or by choices or life situations. Like, give us an example, Rock.
Right. So we had this conversation on our Facebook page, and you can follow along. Just go to facebook.com/Wally Show. But Gretel said, my husband has thousands of brothers.
So good. So good. That's it, man. Because yeah. it's a brotherhood of people that have each other's backs. Mm-hmm. I remember talking to a Navy SEAL one time, and I think guys, we all wish we were that cool. But he was like, I know that I can walk into any place, I can pick out a SEAL in a room, and he goes, I know no matter what happens in that room, no matter what our political differences are, what any differences are, when things go down, that guy's got my back, you know, and I have his. You're like, that's awesome. Like, that's it, man. That's what makes these men and women so special. And so that's it. That's a great example of tell me you're a veteran without telling me you're a veteran. Now, Gretel did it for somebody, which was cool, too. Mm-hmm. So you can do that, too, if you have that veteran in your life. Or if you are a vet, thank you for your service. And we'd love to hear yours now. Tell me you're a veteran without telling me you're a veteran here on The Wally Show. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, and we will take yours now. How would you do that?
Every morning when school, before school, my dad, who was a Marine, would fling open the door. My sister and I would be sound asleep, and 6 a.m., we would be woken to.
It's a longer song than you think in the morning.
That would wake
me up. And then, if we weren't out of bed, it was, let's go, maggots, time for school. Oh, and the first song when I was in fourth grade, I started taking piano lessons. The first song I had to learn to play was the Marine Corps hymn.
Oh, that's so great. See, there you go. That would be another good one. Tell me you're a veteran without telling me you're a veteran. The first song I learned on piano was the Marine Corps hymn.
3 years of piano lessons, the only song I remember is the Marine Corps hymn.
That's fantastic. Well, Lisa, we appreciate your dad's service and your family all being part of it as well, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for highlighting our vets. They're one of a kind. They're very special people. And I'm proud to be an
American, where at least I know I'm free. Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show. So, Chris, in honor of Veterans Day, we want you to tell us you're a veteran without telling us you're a veteran. How would you do that?
I drove a vehicle without any windows for 23 years.
See, this is why we do it. You have me curious. What kind of vehicle has no windows?
A submarine.
No, you were a sub guy?
Yeah.
That is so cool. I've walked on a sub once, a World War II sub, when I was in Hawaii, and I was amazed at how tight the quarters were. And, like, what was the longest you were ever down underwater?
Without surfacing?
Yes.
77 days.
Oh, my goodness. Did you find yourself going crazy?
No, after a while. I'm a man of routine, so after a while, you just kind of get used to stuff.
Do you ever miss driving the subs?
No, I just miss the guys.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. The camaraderie, man. I think that's the thing about servicemen and servicewomen, that people who don't do that don't fully understand that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't quite get it.
And that's what makes you guys special, man. So, Chris, thank you for your service, brother.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Why don't you go to Subway today and have a sub sandwich and try to bond with those guys?
All right, I might do that.
Yeah, he's like, not the same. Hey, have a good day, man.
You too, brother. Bye.
How would you do that?
Well, Wally, back in the early 90s, I got an all-expense-paid trip to a very sunny, warm, beach-like location that was not at the beach but was halfway around the world.
The way you describe it as being like a all-expenses-paid vacation, it sounds like that's how the recruiter probably got you into the military, too.
Well, sort of. The part of the recruiter was my dad. He was an Army officer as well, and nice. It was a good way to pay for school, son. And I was like, yeah, not a bad idea, Dad. Not a bad idea.
I like it, man. Carrying on the family business. The military is a difficult life. Was there one thing you really loved about it, though?
The camaraderie, really, and the friends that we made. My wife and I were talking about it just a little while ago. Those first 4 years, even though it was still peacetime before Desert Storm, I was hardly home. But it was all the friends that we had surrounding us during those times and got to meet people from all over the country.
Well, Robert, we appreciate you taking the time to share your story with us here on Veterans Day. And thank you for your service, brother.
Well, thank you, brother. And appreciate all you and Betty and Gavin do every morning.
Oh, well, you're too kind. Coming from a military guy, that means a lot, man. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes. So, don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
I may not have been a big fan of Mariah Carey's holiday hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, but now, thanks to her partnership with McDonald's, which allows me to get free food, I'm all in.
There is just one thing I need. McNuggets with some barbecue sauce underneath my Christmas tree.
Right, that doesn't sound bad at all. Okay, yeah. So from December 13th to the 24th, Mariah Carey and McDonald's are partnering together to offer the, quote, Mariah menu. Oh. What is the Mariah menu?
I'm dying to know.
How does this work? Well, each day the promotion will offer one eligible free food item with the purchase in the McDonald's app. That has to be at least a dollar's worth.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But you have to order in the McDonald's app. Some of the free items will be a Big Mac.
Oh, yes.
An apple pie.
Sure.
6-piece nuggets.
Yes. Nice. We're all about the nuggets.
Yeah. And some of those even include like breakfast foods as well. But these items will also come with a special packaging.
What?
Yeah. Quote, inspired by Mariah's love for the holidays and her chic style.
Oh.
So I can't see how or why she signed off on her face being on a...
like a Big Mac box.
Right. It just, it doesn't sound good.
She's gonna upgrade and make Big Macs like beautiful. You know, like Tiffany's, the jewelry, you get that little blue box and women know what that little blue box is. Like, I think she wants the Big Mac, her version of that, to be the little blue box of Big Macs, you know?
Maybe so, but here's the thing. You know, I like some of her stuff from the 90s, but anything recent, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But if she's offering me free food...
Yeah.
I love her.
They want you to use the app so much. Like, it's weird. Like, when you go to McDonald's, you drive through the drive-thru, and this is what's perplexed me. They're like, are you using the app today? I'm like, no, I'm in the drive-thru talking to you. Why would I use the app if I'm in the drive-thru?
Well, because in the app, you can order it and make it specific to exactly how you want. Then you drive up to the window, and you say, I'm here to pick up for Wally. And they're like, oh, okay. And then you don't have to explain anything, ask any questions.
I thought they still did the app as you parked over in a place. Oh, well, that makes more sense. Because I'm like, why do you keep asking me about this stupid app? Just take my order, please.
Wow, sounds like you're at McDonald's a lot.
Too much, absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. You and me got a whole lot of history. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to give you a chance to win a prize right now with a whole lot of history game. What we do is we go through each other's phones and we pull out some of the history searches on Google, and all you have to do is tell us who searched what, okay? It's not that hard, actually, if you know something about the members of the show. But sometimes I'm even surprised when I figure out, like, oh, who did that?
Well, and sometimes I even forget what I did search.
That happens all the time. Like, Betty Rock will send me a list of things sometimes, and then we'll come back to it like a while later, and she's like, are you sure that was me? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. So if you want to win a prize right now and you want to play the whole lot of history game, we'll do it. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We just need one person that wants to win a prize right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Will, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Wally?
Good. Where there's a will, there's a way. The way you win, actually, in the whole lot of history game, is we're going to give you a Google search that one of us has typed into the Google there. And if you can just tell us who you think made that search, you will win a prize. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Yarn-scented candle. Yarn-scented candle. Do you think that was Gavin as a man searching for yarn-scented candles, myself as a man searching for yarn-scented candles, or the lovely and talented Lady Rock?
Definitely Lady Rock.
Oh, without missing a beat. So I can tell you I did not search for a yarn-scented candle. I have searched for, manly-smelling candles.
Really?
Yeah, like something...
Surprised you would even want that.
Like, you know, I like candles, but, like, I also don't like them feeling too, like, lavender-y and stuff like that.
Lavender-y.
Gavin, did you search for yarn-scented candle?
I didn't. I did get a blueberry French toast candle last night, though.
Okay. Just as bad.
Very excited for.
Example A.
Yes. Could have gone either way, but you know what, Will? You figured it out. That was Betty Rock. Nicely
done. Yeah, that was me.
You get a point for that one, so there you go.
Awesome.
Who searched, what are the taps on the bottom of cowboy boots for?
That would be Wally.
That'd be Wally, okay. These two giggled might have helped you out a little.
I did not search that, okay? Correct. And I'm afraid that you're right, Will, that it is Wally, because I hope you're not thinking about buying some chaps.
No, cowboy boots.
Oh, cowboy boots.
Totally different. I don't know what you're thinking of. What'd you hear? Yeah, so I can tell you that, Will, yes, I did search that, actually.
Why did you want to know that?
Because there was some lady walking by me at a store, and I just heard tick, 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 tick. And I'm like, what in the world? She had cowboy boots on, and so I looked it up, and it's to keep the cowboy boots from wearing on the toe or the heel too thin.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. Nicely done. Well, Will, guess what? You batted 1,000 right there. You got 2 for 2. Woo! You're a winner today.
Woo! That's right. Will, there's a way.
That's right, buddy. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fresh emails.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever want to get a hold of me, the best way is email wally@wayfm.com. Today's email shows the vast difference or the range, the dynamic range that the show can have, okay?
Right.
So we're going to start off with Wally. I never understood your dislike of Jerry O'Connell until today, okay? Yes, okay. He's somebody that I professionally, I'm sure he's a nice person, cannot stand him professionally on anything I've ever seen him in. She said, I'm trying to eat my lunch in peace and happened to have the talk on. Didn't realize he was a co-host on there. Dressed in pajama pants with a birthday hat on, standing on top of furniture. He's obnoxious. I'm not a violent person, but I feel the need to punch something right now.
Oh my goodness.
I finally understand your disdain. P.S. Seriously, he won't sit down.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets me. No one else gets me, but Charlie gets me.
I don't know. He sounds like a fun guy to be around.
No.
I wouldn't mind
The most annoying person on the planet.
I don't know. I think I've already met that person.
but here, now I want to flip to a different spectrum, the different end of the spectrum here now, okay? Because this was something else that happened on the show. Kim says, hey, your talk about lighthouses this morning was life-changing. And that's cool because we're talking about a spiritual lesson you learn from an unlikely source. My lighthouse. Based on a political analyst book and his analogy he used of lighthouses. And it made me think of this song, you know, by Ren Collective. But she said, I'd never thought of lighthouses in a way that relate to my Christian life. It's given me the drive to be a lighthouse for people as a warning of danger and yet to be a light of safety. You've shown me that sometimes. And it also shows me that I will not have to stand alone. Like the lighthouse, because Christ's strength is in me and will shine through the storm. So there
you go. Wow, look at that. So you're angering people all while just inspiring them.
Sharing my angst of things that I don't understand or don't enjoy in this world. And then every once in a while, something good happens. So there you go. The full spectrum of the show right there in two emails.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show, and we have a little good news. Giddy up, three rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better about the world we live in, because the regular news can be a little negativity. So, with that, Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a guy in Chicago who got married on Saturday, but he took his ring off and showed it to a friend, and he dropped it down a storm drain.
Oh, that's never good.
It was his dad's old wedding band, so there's a lot of significance. No. And he couldn't get another one just because, you know, like, why move on to something that's not as significant? But luckily, some firefighters helped him out, and they got it back for him.
Oh, that's nice. I like when firefighters do things that technically, it's not really their job to do, but they actually do it. That's awesome. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
A lobster fisherman in Maine, he caught a rare lobster. It's a cotton candy lobster. Ooh. And I guess there's only one in 100 million lobsters.
Yeah.
That's a cotton candy lobster. So supposedly, it tastes like cotton candy when you bite into it. It's pink, and it has clown makeup on.
What?
And
No.
That's what a cotton candy lobster.
No. I don't think that's true. I think it's just blue.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah, it's just blue. that's all there is to that. But I heard that he is like actually not going to eat it.
That's true. He's not going to eat it. He's just going to put it in an aquarium instead.
That's good. Yeah, people get to enjoy it.
I guess, but if he had like cotton candy around him,
it'd be good, though.
Kind of boring.
This is kind of a cool one. There was a 32-year-old guy who's gone through 170, count them, 170 rounds of chemo.
That is a lot.
That is a lot, man. If you've ever had anybody that's gone through chemo, you know it is super hard on their bodies. And he's done 170 rounds of it. And he was told that because of all that, he's probably not going to be able to have kids. And so obviously that's kind of a sad part as a result of all the other things you're dealing with. But he's in the news right now because he just recently became a dad.
Oh.
So no one saw that coming. Woo. There you go.
Congrats.
So there you go. Some good news for your day there on Good News Giddy Up.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.